Kenzie, we are going to do a little post show, but before we get to that, we're going to close this show out and we're going to let everyone know that episode 104 will be with Heidi Rounds, fresh off UTMB. She's coming back the day before the episode, so we're going to hear about her trip around those mountains. And we wish her the best of luck as she heads out on Monday. Over there, I heard there's a little course change, so that's always exciting. Keep the runners on their toes. Right after that, we will have episode 105 with Tim Tollefson as we discussed Mammoth Trail Fest, kind of new up and coming big thing that he's doing. So we're going to talk to him, get to know him a little bit and see how his festival is going to shake out this year. As always, we are so thankful for everyone watching. We had a huge Facebook Live audience. If you guys are on Facebook and you want to hop on our post show, give us a dollar on Patreon or send it on Venmo. I posted the link. You guys can head on over. Thank you guys so, so much. And we will see you on the trails. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
See you on the trails.
Yay. That was fun.
Yeah, your Waldo is so cool. I like it up there.
Yeah, it's so pretty. I know.
And they did, Mike, so I forgot to tell you all this. I guess we'll talk for 1 second. For Waldo, they have us all start at the same time. So last year, last year I ran it. You saw me at Mount Ray, that 20-mile spot, but you were already starting to see the leaders. So sometimes you couldn't tell like where we were in the pack. But now it's just like a normal race. So it's like, you know where people are.
Oh, there's not an early start?
There's not an early start. Everyone started at 4. And it was great because as you're going up that first climb up to Fuji, if you were like backup pack or even mid pack, you were getting hit from the elites or the fast people coming behind you and the people who have already summited. And the trail's very narrow. So it was like this year, you were only getting passed in one direction, which was super nice. And then I actually, by the time I got to mile 26 is when I started seeing the people coming. I saw the finishers, like the top female. I saw her come through that aid station as I was about to hit, as I was about to hit mile 26, she was on her way down the last 6 miles. Or 12 miles or whatever. Anyways, so the course, I think with that one start is much better. And I hope I get in every single year. And I hope I DNF every single year at that until they finally make a 50K race. Because you could run that so fast. You could run that first 50K so fast if you train. I mean, you could run that quick. It's so runnable.
Maybe they should let you do the second half.
Maybe that would be really nice.
I'm sure they would let you. You know they're the race director.
True. Yeah, probably could. Ivan was like, Megan, you know you're gonna ring the Megan Canfield. You know you're gonna. She was the person who cut you off at the aid station, and so she, I'm already like packing my bag. She's like, no, I was just coming to get you because it was like an hour before cutoff. She's like, I was coming to ring the bell. I was like, I already pulled myself out. Yeah. Okay. Back to Kinsey. Sorry, Mike. We just had to talk a little bit more about Waldo. What a good race. Maybe we should all get in for plugging it so many times on this podcast.
You know, as far as your Kinsey, your whole mindset, I think it's just really like, it's really a recipe for success in fitness and family, because you're really just like, you just kind of like, you take whatever and you do whatever you can do and you make the best of it. And that's really a recipe for, like, I think a good life of balance is not getting uptight or upset. You can't do this or frustrated. You take it. You can't. And I think that's a really good way to look at life. And I think it's just really impressive, you know?
Yeah. I think just because it's like, this is what I love to do. And I can't imagine not being able to do it, you know, for a very long period of time. So it's like, yeah, taking my time and being able to stay healthy. Like, I love running, you know, I love when my weekly mileage is like super high but you know, you ride that high and I want to be able to just keep doing that for longer, you know, in 20, 30 years. Like, I want to still be able to, you know, be like Megan and hit 80 mile weeks at, you know, I'm 60 years old. You know what I mean? Like, she's amazing. Like, I want to still be able to be doing that, but also push myself and do the best that I can when I am racing. Finding the balance.
Yeah. And what I've heard from coaching with Megan is she really has like an appreciation for the female form. And anytime she's really focused on like doing it for the long haul, coaching you for the long haul. So she's like worried about your stride and making sure that you have good form, because those things for a female body that has changed through childbirth and stuff, it's really important for females with just how we are biologically made to have good form, to prevent injuries. And just so to have coaches that really value that, I think are just really good choices. And I hope Emily's, I just love Emily. She's just wonderful, smiley, happy, wonderful human. So that's an awesome, you'll have to fill us in on and let us know how that goes. I'm sure it'll be great. Yeah.
She's amazing. So, her car was broken. We were going to go for a run. She Ubered to Auburn from Roseville, and I picked her up and drove her to my house. And then we went on a 15-16 mile run, and she like came over. My parents were in town because Ryan was gone, and she like met my parents. And then I drove her back to Auburn, and then she Ubered home. I'm like, we don't have to do this. Like, you don't need to Uber over here. But she's like, no, I want to run with you. And I was like, you are literally the nicest human ever.
She is. She's very close to me. Like, we live very, where she is right now is very, thank you, Ryan. It's very, it's very close. We appreciate you, Ryan, iPhone 2, and the light. With the flashlight. And then one thing that one of our pesky people, Jack, asked, he said, does Kinsey feed the kids goose on stroller runs?
Okay, no, but Amanda Basham, I see that Amanda Basham, like, she gives her kids like spring all the time, and I'm like, that's so smart, and I probably should do that while we're running and be like, look, mama's taking one, you guys should have one also.
I know, really expensive.
They're expensive, but I know, I bought like 10 of them, and it's like $50.
But maybe we can spring for a sponsorship. Look at this cute kid eating this on the run.
I know. Hashtag spring at spring, whatever it is.
I like where you're going with this, Jessica. It's not a bad idea.
Noah can be their first sponsor.
And then, I mean, you had two babies very quickly, and one of the pregnancies was a little bit more stressful. And I think that we missed part of that in the episode, but it's worth a lot that you go through these stressful periods of time, and running was something that either you had to put on hold or that you kept doing. And it's like one of those grounding things that people that you have clung to.
Yeah.
Not always
it was hard.
Yeah.
So I'm all this stuff with my second born, and basically there was like floating fluid and like all this stuff going on with her brain, basically what they told me when I was pregnant with her. And I just didn't feel comfortable running. Wow. I'm sorry. The geese just flew over and they just pooped like right in front of me. That was a very close call.
That's a mile 99 first.
I'm out here like camping. We actually have our tent out here set up because Ryan's like cleaning it. I feel like I'm camping right now. This is so funny. Anyways, there was all this crazy stuff that was going on with my daughter. And the original doctor was like, I think it's okay if you're still running. I would wait till you talk to like the neurologist. And that wasn't for like 6 weeks. So after I found out some stuff about her, and so I just didn't feel comfortable running, you know, I'm like, I don't know if I'm shaking, I don't know what I'm doing, right. You know, and I'm like, I'd rather her be safe than sorry, you know? So I stopped running for like 6 weeks, and that was just a crucial growing time, you know, being pregnant and everything and not running. Like, you have to be super consistent if you're going to run pregnant. And I we met with a neurologist and he was like, no, you can keep running. So then I ran like 2 miles and then 2 miles, 2 miles. And then I like pulled something and then I like couldn't walk. And then I'm like, I might as well just stop.
Anchor down. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I like couldn't walk for like 2 days. And I'm like, I think it was just too long of not running while growing a baby. And then, yeah, but yeah, that was hard. Like being super stressed about, you know, her and everything, about like what was going to happen. And then, and just not being able to run, like have that outlet. Yeah. Last summer was really hard. And then, yeah, but she was born and she's healthy and she needed surgery. She got surgery when she was 3 months. So those first just getting back into running after she was born was hard. And I had a C-section, like, you know, I mean, you don't know, you know, the vaginal birth, but it's better. Let's just say that you're an amazing mom for doing it 4 times.
I don't know any other way.
I know. But it's hard. It's hard when you have other kids too.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, getting back into running after the C-section was really hard. Plus all the other, her surgery stress and everything. I think you guys asked me to be on her pod, on your podcast.
Like 2 or 3 days before.
It was the night before, because it was a Thursday and her surgery was the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wanted to so bad. I was like going to, and I'm like, I don't think I can swing it.
Well, yeah. And it was with like, we would have had a lot of people around. I mean, it was a live show that we wanted you, and it would, that's just too much.
Yeah.
Stuff. So I'm actually glad that we got one-on-one time with you. That feels really awesome.
That was so
special. Thanks for sharing that with about Rory. I know that's a little personal, but I think it's beneficial for anyone who's going through any life something and can't run for some reason. It's like, we're waiting for you though. And I'm sure you felt that when you started running again. It's like, oh, I wasn't really gone. Like my people are still here. And you feel like when you can't run, you're like, well, that's it. No Strava kudos.
You literally feel like I'm not exist. Well, we went off social media for a little bit too. Like you were an amazing friend and messaged me and was like, hey, are you okay? Like that was, I cried when I opened your message. I'm like, that was so nice of you to just like notice, you know, like she's not running. She's not, you know, on Instagram or whatever. So that, yeah, that felt really good. Just having friendships like that. Like I had so much support all around me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Having running is, or not having running is definitely hard, but yeah. And you feel like, am I ever going to get back? Cause then you have the baby and you're like, am I ever going to be myself again? And then you do. It's just like being okay with the season that you're in and being okay with, you know, those few months or a year, if it's a couple years for some people, you know, just being okay with that and knowing that it is always there.
It totally isn't. It almost, because I've gone through seasons like that. And the reason that I was able to notice your behavior change is because I've gone through things in that in my life. So it's like, then it gets passed on. You go, someone's not running. They're not really posting runs. Like, let me check on them. Because in our community, that means something is going on. It could be happy. They could be like, I'm not running. I'm living life. But it also could mean something is not going on. So, you know, I think we all go through something like that. And then you realize, hey, that person's not doing that. So it gets passed on, and it was done for me, and you'll do it for someone else. And it just keeps going and going. But I think we've taken enough of your family time. We're thankful for the post show. We're thankful for the interview.
Thanks
for the light, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm back inside.
Lighting expert over here.
So she might need a flashlight that's shining in my eyes. Could have gone back inside, but you know, it's kind of nice out here.
It's nice. Yeah, you're like, I didn't have to do bedtime.
And I didn't have to do bedtime. So we're on for next week. I'm just kidding.
Thank you, Kinsey. And we will definitely get you this all pretty and sounding great here soon.
Hey,
goodbye. Thanks for your time.
You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye, you guys. You too. Bye.